Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
201 Howard, 2MBU.
The last two you guys there stepped on each other. I got KC2MBU, but I didn't get the other party. I think it was Dan, but could the other party please come back?
How's the M2OIQ? I'm Ann Howard in the vehicle going home. I just checking here, see how things are going.
Well, since you're portable, go ahead there, Dan. What's going on tonight?
I'm almost out of the gun show and talking about the handheld off the rubber ducky on the radio here. And I don't know how I'm going to get back to you, but you're coming in here really good. And we just come back from Boonville to the Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting tonight. So it was a good meeting. We talked about a lot of different things. And it was a good night. Good night for sure. So back to you, Jeff. Have a good night. Talk to you later. And to all I kill care.
Okay, Dan, yeah. Jeez, there was no way I could have... I forgot about it, but I wouldn't have been able to make it anyway. There was too much going on here. I didn't have anybody to watch the kids, so I wouldn't have been able to go anyway. Sorry I missed it. I'm just going to have to catch one of these ones here coming up. All right, well, we'll start here at the top of the list. N2PFM. George, long time no see. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. Let's get to that in a minute. We got a temperature here of 46 degrees on the mountainside. The temperature range today was 46 to 57. Had a little sun this morning and rain this afternoon. We got the loggers here. Getting a lot of trees down. There's one more tree we got to get around before that beam I have here will rotate, or 360 rotation. And where my mother is, well, like tonight was a typical thing where only I'm trying to get to us over here, boom, boom, and suddenly, ow, she hurt her back again. She was trying to move furniture. She thinks that we got evicted and that we got to move. All kinds of typical things like that. What can I say? And that quite often has kept me from getting in there, and the longer she stays up at night, tonight she went to bed at 7 o'clock, so I'm all right. The time she'll be up late long after I go to sleep, and she'll start something that I got to get up again and roll, so be grateful I could get in there tonight. Okay, so that's about it from here, and oh yeah, PTO on that tractor blew up on me too, the last snowstorm, so wasn't too happy about that, but be putting the, after doing the logging thing up in the woods with that tractor, I'll be putting the blades on that for the summer and see how it does there mowing grass this summer. By the way, two of the guys wanted to buy that John Deere 214. They said that that's actually a collector's item. They have grade between, I think, 71 and 76, they said, with the Kohler motor. I said, that's a collector's item, so I'm hanging on to it for sure. Okay, God bless 73s. Hope you and everyone's doing all right there. And we'll say adios and to PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, good luck with that. That tractor seems to be an adventure, but hopefully you won't need it to blow any more snow for quite a while. And good luck there with your mother. We all know how that can go. Okay, KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2 KE2 VLE, where the temperature is around 40 degrees. Well, I moved the last of the snow behind the garage today, and it started to, it's pretty well gone. Had a doctor's call at 3 o'clock down to Rome, went down and got a new prescription. That's about all the excitement. We got the ball game on. Yankees are ahead 3-2. So I guess that's all our news. We'll say 73s.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you you heard or not there, but WA2RFK's surgery there today went pretty good from what we know. Probably won't know more until tomorrow. But so far, so good with that. All right, Clint, we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Just got back from the radio club meeting. We got 46 degrees up on the hill, and we're waiting for the boy to get home from his track meet. Got to go pick him up to school. Over.
Roger, was a good turnout at the meeting tonight?
Yep, the usual, the usual. There's six of us there.
Roger, I would have liked to have made that, but there's just a lot going on right now, and I couldn't get up there, so I'll have to get in there next time. All right, Ray, thanks for checking in tonight. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, that's everyone on the list, so we'll start on another call. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ on Echolink. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ here in the Hudson Valley. Not much. It's been raining on and off. About 60 degrees, and I don't know what our high was, but we had to come off of close to 70. Looks like the grass is going to have to be mowed. Nothing much else. It's been a reasonably quiet day. Did some more cooking in the outdoor grill, and that was kind of nice. And Sue got me all caught up on Dad. And Jeff Cavanaugh and I are leaving here around 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, heading north. So we're going to go straight to the hospital first. So we'll be there until Sue relieves us. Okay, that's it for now. WB2RUQ.
Yeah, when I talked to you earlier today, you said about Jeff Cavanaugh doing a project. If I had any projects, I don't really have any other than I got a skylight that's kind of leaky, but I don't think he'd want to be climbing up there. I know another project that we got over at Grandpa's house there, he wants to get the rest of that tower down. It's, you know, it's not, the tower's not really up, there's only the bottom section, and I don't know, maybe you could take a look at that and either come up with an idea how we should go about doing that, or maybe he can even, you know, the pieces aren't that heavy. I picked up one section myself there, they're not really all that heavy, but I don't know if he'd want to tinker with that while he's up here, and, also the doorknob there on the front door needs to be replaced, so that could be another project if he's looking for something to do up there, you know, at Grandpa's house. You might want to mention that to him before you leave in case there's anything special he wants to bring with him.
Okay. Yeah, I'll mention that to him. And I know we're going to hit Harbor Freight before we go north tomorrow afternoon, so got something apparently he needs to shop for. All right, that's it here, WB2RUQ.
Do you have any idea what time you're going to be in tomorrow?
Well, let's see. We should make Utica at the hospital by noon, and Sue thought she'd be down there around 3:30. At that point, we're going to be heading to Boonville, although we're going to... I don't know whether Jeff wants to shop at Harbor Freight before we go up or on the way down. You know, Thursday, but, so 3:30, I'm just going to arbitrarily say probably around 5.
Okay, well, while you're visiting, you know, he could go to the Harbor Freight. It's right down the road there from the hospital, right there in Utica. And if he wants, he knows what the doorknob I'm talking about. If he wants to pick it up, me or you can reimburse him back there for Grandpa's door there. Because it's almost coming off there right now. So it definitely needs to be. He tightened it up last time, and it's already loose. So we got to get that replaced. Okay, well, let me know tomorrow. I'll be here working, so you can give me a buzz. All right, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I had to work today, and that's pretty much it. Work and we had some, the kids had their baseball, and we had a bunch of stuff going on here. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform, WATU, Clay, New York. Just wanted to say hi. In and out.
Good evening there. I believe that's John up there in Clay. Good evening, John. All right, you're in and out. Thanks for checking in. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Hello, Noise here. I just wanted to say hi. WATU, everyone have a great evening. WATU.
Okay, John, we got you on the list here. You're coming in loud and clear. So thanks for the check-in. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Clint, Ray, Dan, John, and John for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
Stations that would like to check in to watch 10 tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come up, please.
Who's? KD2 AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2 NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KD2 AIT, hello, Jeff. KC2 NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Anyone else, with or without traffic. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 73s to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ, returning to that frequency.